while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Tuesday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Two Minnesota House members face potential ethics charges, the Office of Traffic Safety raising concerns about e-bikes, and another major concert announcement from the new Mystic Lake Amphitheater. But first, today marked the first court appearance for a woman charged in a fatal hit and run at the University of St. Thomas. 22-year-old Gabriella Liebgott appeared in Hennepin County District Court to face criminal vehicular homicide charges after prosecutors alleged that Liebgott left the scene of a fatal collision that killed 22-year-old St. Thomas student Sahem Hassan. Court documents say it happened on March 22nd at approximately 3 a.m. in Minneapolis in the 600 block of Marshall Street Northeast. While Liebgott was allegedly under the influence, and that she later tried to get her vehicle repaired to conceal the crime. Bail with conditions, including ankle monitoring, was set at $100,000. Her next court appearance is set for May 29th. Minnesota House Speaker Lisa Damith says there are legal aspects to accusations against two Republican representatives accused of voting on the House floor while intoxicated. An ethics complaint was filed today against Republicans Elliot Engen and Walter Hudson, who were seen drinking at a bar before heading to the Capitol for a vote. Damith was on the WCCO Morning News with Vanita Sakar.
Although it is unacceptable behavior, the Democrats have also faced similar things in years past, and there were zero legislative repercussions from their leadership at the time. My main concern, though, is that we get the work done for the people of Minnesota.
Engen was arrested for drunk driving last month, and Hudson was a passenger in the car. That happened the same day the two were accused on voting while intoxicated. Their committee assignments have been taken away, a move Hudson says is dumb. Engen apologized for his arrest. A man accused of killing a co-worker at a food and dairy processing plant in Cokato has been found incompetent to stand trial. 41-year-old Daniel DeLong is charged with second-degree murder in last November's death of 20-year-old Amber Check. Wright County prosecutors say a psychologist determined DeLong was mentally ill and lacks the capacity to proceed to trial. A hearing on DeLong's possible commitment is set for May 21st. According to charging documents, DeLong confessed to the killing, telling investigators he didn't like Check and he planned to kill her for a long time. A new warning today from Gillette Children's and Regions Hospital about the dangers of e-bikes and scooters.
Emergency room visits are on the rise, Gillette Children's Angela Sinner.
There's a risk for severe injury from these devices. We can see severe traumatic brain injuries, spinal cord injuries, more severe orthopedic injuries.
Unfortunately, unsafe practices has also led to deaths, including 14-year-old Stella, her mother, Danielle Michaels.
On August 11th, 2024, Stella went for a scooter ride. Unfortunately, she never made it back from that ride.
Stella wasn't wearing a helmet.
Traumatic brain injuries are devastating, and they can change or end a life in seconds. So my message is simple. Let's make safety cool. Helmets are cool. Being alive is cool.
Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The Office of Traffic Safety echoing concerns about injuries related to e-bikes and electronic motorcycles. Director Mike Hansen says there's a clear line when it comes to what's legal and illegal in Minnesota.
Parents need to be very responsible about not only what they are buying to make sure that it's actually a legal e-bike, but that they are buying it for their 15-year-old or older kids to be using.
State law says an e-bike must have a motor of no more than 750 watts and cannot exceed 28 miles per hour under motor assistance. E-motos, or electric motorcycles, are often double the wattage produced by a typical e-bike and are illegal in the state. Following Friday's early ice out on Lake Minnetonka, the Hennepin County Water Patrol is cautioning boaters to make sure they go out on the water prepared. Lieutenant Rick Raymond says the excitement of an early season often leads to overlooked safety hazards, and in recent checks, deputies have found animal nests in engine compartments and missing life jackets.
So we want to make sure everyone puts all that safety equipment back into their boat in case something does happen and they need it. These boats are, a lot of them are stored outside, and animals and critters get into these boats and into these trailers, and they kind of cause a mess.
He says while only a handful of diehard fishermen have braved the near-freezing temperature so far, the sheriff's office expects a surge in traffic as soon as the sun breaks through later this week. An Earth Month tradition returned to the Mall of America this morning.
Without further ado, let's kick off this Earth Month and release some ladybugs.
The MOA landscaping team released thousands of ladybugs at Nickelodeon Universe, which will help more than 30,000 live plants throughout the mall. The mall says the ladybugs serve as a natural pesticide and eco-friendly method to protect and maintain plant health. Finally, another major concert announcement from the new Mystic Lake Amphitheater in Shakopee. Bob Dylan will take the stage Monday, July 6th, alongside Lucinda Williams and her band and the John Doe Folk Trio. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 in the morning. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.